This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And of course, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things, like I said, going on. So Just put it in neutral. No, I'm sorry, you shouldn't do that. Just let her drift if you're going down the hill right now. Anyway, we're going to be talking about a wide range of things. Today happens to be Tuesday, so that means we have a grievance going on for New California. It's grievance number 68. 68 weeks of grieving following the Constitution. It's just kind of a weird thing, I know. Everybody's got their own way of becoming a state, I guess, right? Let's make it up as you go. Don't follow any of the directions. Anyway, so what we've got going on right now, though, is we've got Bill Barr is payback. Payback is a biatch, as they say. Now, what do I mean by that? If you have not heard, this is some of the biggest breaking news out there. It's kind of interesting. Everybody's just kind of, we don't want to talk about it, but here it is. Payback. Barr assigns top prosecutor to review Russia inquiry origins. Gee. If you were James Comey right now, what would you do? If you were James Comey? Well, you get out and lie some more. I mean, how's that worked out for him? You see, this is part of the problem for these folks. And all these people that are affiliated with, the Nancy Pelosi's and that group, your time is up. Your time is up. And that's just a fact, Jack. And, you know, now this has got to worry a lot of people in a lot of places. It must really worry a lot of people in a lot of places what's happening here. And, you know, it's like I said, you're going to be seeing the payback, and it's going to happen as a natural course of action. You're going to actually see all the great work. Listen to this. And let me be the first to say it because, you know, I'm not the first, but I don't know who anybody else who's going to say this. But you're really going to see the great work that was done by Jeff Sessions when he was the Attorney General. Excuse me. On that statement, I have to fortify myself. And yes, it's Agenda 21 Radio Brew right here in my hand. Hang on. Oh, boy. Now we're really ready. Yeah, let's talk about Jeff, right? Can we call him Jeff? Our friend Jeff. Jeff Sessions. I think what you're going to find out is that the first 2 years of the Jeff Sessions reign of incompetency, as some people might say, is going to turn out to be the dominant theme. In other words, in order to do and take down the deep state, you have to go deep, and you have to get your facts, and you have to develop fact patterns. You have to develop evidence. You have to do probative things in touchy places, right? And you can't be seen doing it. Sometimes it's called stealth investigation, right? Well, and, you know, again, think about who Sessions being in the middle, in the throes of all these swamp creatures at the Department of... And look what it's turned out I think it was absolutely brilliant of him to say, hey, I recuse myself. It was the absolute proper thing to do. And he could, as the Attorney General, he could just sit back and watch and document and watch and document and listen and document and investigate and doc. And then once, at a certain point, pull all those little strings about all the fact patterns that could be developed from his watching and listening and documenting and shazam the patterning of behavior of the people that are involved and can be plainly seen. It took a couple years. And I'm telling you, that is what Jeff Sessions did. And everybody blows up on him. Hey, he's this, he's that. Yeah, he is. And a little bit more. He's just a little bit more beyond the horizon of what most people see. So that's my take on Jeff Sessions. I see it. I see what's happening now, you know. The whole thing is going to hinge on what he's already done for the first 2 years to bring all this about. That's what this is going to be. So anyway, that's my take on what I'm seeing. I'm serious as a heart attack. Don't be serious as a heart attack. But you know what I'm saying? I think it's awesome. Anyway, so, you know, it is absolutely a wonderful set of circumstances that we're seeing coming out of Washington. So payback is I'm not going to say it right now. So Barr assigns U.S. attorney in Connecticut to review origins of Russian inquiry. This came from the New York Times today. This is the big deal. It says, Attorney General William P. Barr has assigned the top federal prosecutor in Connecticut to examine the origins of the Russian investigation, according to two people familiar with the matter, a move that President Trump has long called for, but that could anger law enforcement officials who insist that scrutiny of the Trump campaign was lawful. Sure. John H. Durham, the United States attorney in Connecticut, has a history of serving as a special prosecutor investigating potential wrongdoing amongst national security officials, including the FBI's ties to a crime boss in Boston and accusations of CIA abuses of detainees. Now, apparently, from what we're hearing here about this guy, Durham, he must be a bull, right? I know. I heard that this morning. Bull. They call him bull. I don't know if that's a fact. That's what one of the commentators was saying. I'm saying, right, you know. A guy's got a name like Durham, so naturally you're going to have to call him Bull Durham, right? Anyway, this guy apparently swings to no political persuasion when it comes to violations by law enforcement officials. So people in the law enforcement community that, well, they're a little bit nervous perhaps because of some of their abuses. Let's talk about McCabe. Do you think McCabe's sitting around going, wow, the tide has turned the tables. We flipped the script on me. And what about McCabe's wife? Oh, my goodness. I bet Senator Dick Black would come on Agenda 21 Radio and talk all about the McCabe family. I bet he would. In fact, we're going to ask Virginia Senator, a state senator, by the way, to come on the show. And we'll sort of give you an expose about Mr. McCabe and others, right? We'll just give you that. See how that feels. So I just think it's very... See, that McCabe is really a critical piece of all this stuff. He's really a critical piece of all this stuff. A lot of people don't realize that, but he is. And then there's Rod Rosenstein. Now, Rosenstein, he retired, right? And he's coming out blasting who? He's coming out blasting James Comey. Now, there's another fella. He's a strapping, tall drink of a water, right? 6'10", the guy standing. Well, you know, what's really funny about standing so tall is it really hurts when you fall. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. So, Bill Barr turns out to be the enemy of the other team. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting situation that we've gotten ourselves into. The coup d'etat, really, this is nothing more than, wait a minute, the coup d'etat happened, and now who are the players behind the coup d'etat? And can we bring them to justice? And the quick answer is, yes, we can. We can. But you got to remember something. They're hoping the clock runs out in a lot of this. So these investigations, there's timing things going on here. 2016, right? It's 2019. That's 3 years ago. How long is this investigation stuff going to take? And can they bring charges? See, that's been one of the great things about what they did. You know, they ran for cover, and it was who that gave them the cover? Mueller. See, they're trying to run out the clock on statute of limitations is really what the technique is. They've gone 3 years, and listen to this. Had Mueller, who quickly surmised, apparently by June or July, or whenever he first got on board in 2017, that there was no there. And we've been saying all along, there's no there. In fact, they had to come up and say, there's no there. They had nothing. And, of course, now what's happening is you have the Democrats. They're going absolutely ballistic. They're going ballistic because they know they've got to hop and scream and jump and do everything they possibly can. They've got to get to that, to 2021. Because when 2021 kicks in, and you can go back beyond 2016, you can't do that. 5 years is the maximum statute of limitation on many of these crimes. So here, 2 years from now, that's all they have to go. Isn't it interesting that 6 months to 9 months ago, Mueller was already wrapped up with his investigation to begin with? Because he knew that they stalled it. And how did they stall it? By convicting people like Michael Cohen. See? Michael Cohen. They had to keep that thing going. Anybody who was on the periphery, they had to bust. They had to take out. And, of course, who did they have to take out? Well, another one, Manafort. That bought him more time. Now, the tension, there must be something wrong there with old Donald Trump. And, of course, none of that was true. But that bought them at least, almost 9 months, at least. See, tick, 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 tick. We talked about this in the show yesterday. Time. Right? Time, how important it was to his education. Remember, maybe you don't remember, but yesterday's show, we talked about time is of the essence. And when you take a clock and I'll tell you the great story. I'm not going to tell you that story. That's for another time. There you go, time. But time in education is so important. We talked about that yesterday. In that time confuses you if you're on the wrong time. And that's sort of what's happened to all of our schools. At least, I tell the story about after the 1970s, I can distinctly remember that every school I ever set foot in, nobody had the correct time on their wall clocks. Nobody. Well, you throw off the kids' time, everything, if you throw off their time. Because there's a certain set time when people have to come to work, have to come to school. And kids get into a rhythm when learning is supposed to take place. And if you disrupt any part of that, especially time, it can become confusing and destabilizing. And that's really, I can remember that all of a sudden we had to have different clocks all throughout the systems of schools that we had in California. I wonder if that had anything to do. It sure does. It sure does. We used to have those standard systems that were bulletproof. Everybody was on the right time at the right place. Not that way now. No, everybody's got a battery clock, right? Battery runs out or gets slow. The hands don't move. You see what I'm saying? So they bought time. Bought time so that the statute of limitations would run out on many of their crimes. Now, it's kind of interesting in the case of Benghazi because, you know, that's more than 5 years ago. But here's the deal. You might not have the statute of limitations for murder apply here. Especially if it was premeditated murder. And, of course, who could be responsible for that? Well, let's see. Hillary Rodham Clinton. What about spying? I don't think that some of those, there's statutes of limitations on some of the spying that was done by Hillary Clinton in the open servers. Now, all this is connected to, of course, what happened here and why we had the investigation to begin with, and now we're going with Mr. Durham, the bull. He is going to be in there like a bull in the China closet. Don't you hate it when that happens? Yeah, just don't tarnish, just don't break any of that fine Hillary Clinton China or that fine, oh, you know, Susan Rice, any of those people. You can't touch that. Well, actually, you can touch that, and he's going to touch it. Now, Huber, the other guy out in Salt Lake City, a brilliant call by Jeff Sessions. He also has an investigation going on. And it's been going on. Not a peep out of him yet. I'm sure he's got a lot of peeping to do. And he's going to do it. So this is where this whole thing lays and what's going to happen. I really do expect that we're going to find, for the first time in our nation's history, declared that these people were treasonous. No statute of limitation on treason. And I predict that you will have conviction. You will have indictments and you will have convictions in very short order. Because remember, for the last 2 years, 3 years now, two and a half, there's been investigations going on. And they've been lining up and guess what? Starting to pay off. So all of you doubting Thomases out there, guess what? The chickens are going to come home to roost. Coffee time. Working on the second pot of coffee here at Agenda 21 Radio. Listen to this. The department's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, is separately examining investigators' use of wiretap applications and informants and whether any political bias against Mr. Trump influenced investigative decisions. And John W. Huber, the United States Attorney in Utah, has been reviewing aspects of the Russia investigation, and his findings have not been announced. Additionally, on Capitol Hill, Senator Lindsey Graham, Republican of South Carolina and chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, has said he, too, intends to review aspects of law enforcement's work in the coming months. And Republicans conducted their own inquiries when they controlled the House, including publicized details of the FBI's wiretap use. See, these are all elements now. They're going to come into Mr. Durham's office. Thomas Carson, a spokesman for Mr. Durham's office, declined to comment, as did a spokeswoman for the Justice Department. I do have people in the department helping me review the activities over the summer of 2016, Mr. Barr said. And this shouldn't be a surprise. He said this in testimony on May 1st without elaborating. And they wanted him to remember. They said, no, I don't have to. So they don't have to. Anyway. Big stuff. But what's happening? The distraction. The other one. What about that border? We come up, we're going to be talking about the border on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
Hello,
I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Much to the chagrin of the other side. Anyway, I'm really, really happy to see these sort of things happening. And you should be too, because, you know, it does, you know, we wouldn't, if this was to prevail, if this would prevail, we'd be in deep trouble as a country. We really would be. Now, there's a couple of other big stories. I want to get into this real quick. Just a brief one. We're going to bring in Chris Street to give us more details on this. But the Supreme Court ruling against Apple and the App Store antitrust thing is going to have huge implications. And I'm saying this so that people in the new California state movement get this. It's, you know, it's this is double secret probation stuff going on here, so don't tell anybody. To all the people we brought, top secret here. You're getting top secrets. But this is going to cost Apple big money, this ruling. And again, it was Kavanaugh who brought it down. That's the key thing. It says their apps cost too much. Court allows suit aiding to Apple's woes. Yikes. Consumers can pursue a lawsuit complaining that iPhone apps cost too much. The Supreme Court ruled on Monday, adding to Apple's woes that already include falling iPhone sales and a European investigation. The lawsuit could have major implications for the tech giant's handling of the more than 2 million apps in Apple's App Store, which users get much of the software, for their smartphones. While most of those apps are free to download, some impose fees for people to use the software and subscribe to the services. In those cases, Apple charges a commission of 30%, a practice the lawsuit contends unfairly drives up the price of the apps. Justice Brett Kavanaugh wrote the majority opinion that agreed that the antitrust lawsuit can move forward in a lower court. Yikes. The first thing I got yesterday when this came in, after the show, by the way, I got a call from a certain somebody. You have an iPhone, right? I said, yeah. Let's sue. We're going to jump on this lawsuit. I said, what? I had no idea the implications. Because I really hadn't read the story. You know, I saw that Kavanaugh made the decision, and everybody's up in arms because he's supposed to be the liberal, the conservative, right, who joined the liberals here. And that's just like, wow. It says the court's four liberal justices joined Kavanaugh, one of President Trump's two high court appointees, to reject a plea from Apple to end the lawsuit at this early stage. In the decision did not involve the merits of the suit. See, this is the thing. Apple argues it's merely a pipeline between app developers and consumers, and that iPhone users have no claims against Apple under antitrust law in a 1977 Supreme Court decision. Tens of thousands of developers create the software and set the price, Apple says. We're confident we will prevail when the facts are presented and that the App Store is not a monopoly by any metric, Apple said in a statement issued in response to Monday's ruling. It said the lawsuit could take years to wind to its conclusion. But Kavanaugh stressed in his opinion that Apple's commissions also may affect the customers as well as app developers. The iPhone owners purchase apps directly from the retailer store, he said, describing a relationship sufficient to allow the lawsuit to go forward. Okay, so this thing's going forward, and of course, what happened on the markets with Apple and so on is they plummeted. In the next article down, and I'm going to this is from the Washington Post. Apple's Supreme Court loss sends antitrust shockwaves through Silicon Valley. You see, this is what I'm talking about. It's coming home to roost in Silicon Valley. Now, what does that mean money-wise for these big companies, such as Apple and Google even, all these other ones? The FANGs, remember those? What about those FANG stocks that mean so much to the money flow of California government? They got hit again. They're getting pummeled again. And I haven't seen what the stock market's doing right now. It's only been open for a few minutes. But I haven't seen what's happening now. Coffee. I love it when that happens. So this is going to play out, obviously, for the people. This is the story from the Post. It says, Apple's loss in a high-stakes Supreme Court case on Monday unsettled Silicon Valley, threatening a wave of new consumer lawsuits and other legal salvos that could challenge the size and power of the tech industry. For Apple, the 5-4 decision means that iPhone owners can proceed with a class action case targeting Apple's App Store. The suit accuses Apple of engaging in monopolistic practices by forcing Apple device owners to buy developers' games and other softwares only through the App Store, while Apple takes a cut of some of the sales made there. Now, this is not just a thing about apps. As simple as that. And if you think it is, think again. we have been experiencing some moderate problems with the totalitarians, right? I mean, you just have to come out and say it. The old totalitarians are at the game. And what we have been seeing is that we've got a whole bunch of these guys now. And I find it interesting. Mark Zuckerberg, Jack Dorsey, you know, Twitter, Jeff Bezos, Sundar Pichai, and Tim Cook. Just to mention a few. I got to tell you something. These guys are major targets right now. Monopolies, every one of them, right? Tim Cook is Apple, Pichai, I guess you'd say. Sundar is Google. Bezos is Amazon. Jack Dorsey is Twitter. And Mark Zuckerberg, of course, is the Marcus of Zuckerberg. Facebook, that's him. Imagine these tech giants tumbling because they're monopolies. The door is now open. The door is now open for this. Imagine that. The door is open, and guess what? They're rushing in. So I guess the question is, how do you get on? Just have to be patient. I would be patient. There's going to have to be some sort of a deal, but also there's going to be a breakup of sorts with every one of these organizations, including Bezos. Did you know that Bezos is really trying hard to address that? He's encouraging employees to rush out and open up delivery businesses. Going to give them $10,000 seed money and 3 months of salary to help them out. Good little capitalist that he is. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Gosh, get the volume. What's going on here? Anyway, we're having just a wonderful, wonderful time. Time is of the essence. You know, who is that group that does that, huh? Something Brothers. Chambers Brothers. There you go. Shocking. Shocking. Time. We'll probably, you know, and you know what's going to happen. We'll have to pull that one up from YouTube. Sundar. Sundar Lad. Pakai is his name. Anyway, listen, now these guys are so rich. I mean, does anybody comprehend? See, this is amassing power. This is what happens when you start to form, you know, dictatorships and stuff. You know, dictators. That's what this is. It's about forming dictators. And you know what they say about dictators? They soon turn into murderous monsters, right? So it's kind of interesting. This is a story we got from Natural News. Says, you are next. And says, the extreme censorship of the tech giants now being deployed against conservatives and Christians, anti-vaxxers and gun control owners is just the beginning. Aha. This is the way this story opens up. Mike Adams. I ought to do more Mike Adams. I get him on the show. He does some really good things. But this is, he's got a picture. He's got Zuckerberg, Dorsey's, Bezos, Pakai, and Cook. And then above him says Adolf Hitler, Benito Mussolini, Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, and Mao Zedong. Then and now. So he's making the comparison that these... they're totalitarians, enemies of humanity, then and now. Hitler and Mussolini, and those of you who don't know Benito, he was the Italian Benito. Joseph Stalin, Pol Pot, and Mao Zedong. You know, it's interesting, I was talking to somebody the other day. We're getting the inside scoop. And he kept on referring to the Germanics, that the issues on our continent in America, in part from the Germanics, and I kept thinking Germanics, and I realized it's Germans on this continent in the Western Hemisphere that are a problem. Certain Germans, isn't that interesting? And certain other religious groups. Anyway, that there's things that are happening there. Just, I'm not going to allude too much. But in Mike Adams' story here, it's really pretty good because, you know, he makes the really, nobody wants to say this, I guess. You know, we come out and say it, but, you know, write it and say it and do it and all that other good stuff about extreme censorship and talking about this baby step business. Says, the extreme censorship of tech giants now being deployed against conservatives, Christians, anti-vaxxers, and gun owners is just the beginning. Ultimately, techno-fascism targets everyone who diverges from the consensus viewpoint on literally every topic from politics to health and medicine. If the tech giants are not stopped, you will very soon find yourself completely enslaved, economically annihilated, and entirely controlled by evil globalists unless you parrot their accepted narratives on everything. They will tell you what you are allowed to believe about vaccines, cancer, medicine, and science. They will determine which political candidates you must praise and which ones you must condemn. They will indoctrinate your children, monitor your searches, and listen and record everything you say in your own home. Alexa, shut up. No, Alexa, no, right? You are on the verge of being completely enslaved under a techno-fascist authoritarian regime. What do you think? And he put down this tweet here with the pictures. Red alert, red alert. And note that intentionally said red alert. We didn't put the video in there. I don't know why. So this is where we're going. I absolutely believe this. I absolutely believe this. Twitter. Yeah, okay, let's see, we'll get the right thing here. See if I can get the right thing and play a little bit of this. Liberal hypocrisy is a... Oh, this is from the Bradford file. All right. You know, we got all that stuff. Anyway, so Joe DeGeneva, Victoria Tenzing. Yes, the people are going to jail, but not who you think, Joe DeGeneva. He's a good friend of New California, by the way. Oh, that guy. Yeah, that guy. Okay, we're going to play his little thing. Now that I found it on Twitter. The Bradford file, I found it. Isn't that interesting? Don't you just love it when a plan comes together? Yeah, I do. Anyway, so this is liberal hypocrisy is a disease, the Bradford files, and this is where all this stuff comes from. And really a nice piece that he's helped write here. About the totalitarians and Judicial Watch. Interesting. I'm watching and you're listening. Excuse me, you were listening. I'm sorry, and I coughed in your ear. That's just really bad. Can't do that. But Jim Fenton has something to say. Let's listen to him.
How the Obama White House handled the Clinton email issue. Just like we have a Mueller report on how the Trump White House handled Mueller and Sessions and Comey and all of that craziness. It's amazing how President Obama is immune from all this.
Yeah. Not for long. And don't you're not immune from the techno-fascists, by the way. They're listening right now, and they're watching. Let's stop them. Antitrust monopolies. There you go. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back. I'm really asleep at the switches today. What's wrong with that? We're not done with the second pot of coffee. That's the teller right there. We're not done with that second pot of coffee. But we're going to be. Of course, we're going to be. Anyway, I just, you know, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. And, you know, we have grievance number 68 coming up today. That's going to be kind of an interesting little thing. And calling out the governor, calling him out. And just a lot of things. We got a lot of stuff going on. I'll be on the phone. I'll be doing interviews. We've got a couple big radio interviews today. And a whole bunch of other things, too. So we're really, really happy that we got this convention coming up, convention number 4. And there's going to be some big-time stuff happening in convention number 4. So we're really making some statements, and we're really going to be pushing it out there with in opposition to the state of California on many different issues, as somebody should. We're the only act in town making these kind of statements with collected people together, right? You know, it's kind of interesting. It's kind of very, very interesting. Select elect. Well, isn't that something else? Those that copycats, I guess you can call them. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up in the next two hours, actually. Are definitely going to be talking about the Oroville Dam situation because it's getting to be kind of like mission critical. And where were the security officers? Those of you who did not hear this, for 2 days there's no security at the dam. And it doesn't look like there's much at night now. Apparently they have some security issue problems. Now, like I was saying yesterday, apparently someone's not writing the checks to these guys. And so, well, I didn't get too much more clarification than where I was at yesterday with it. Today, by today, anyway. So hopefully today we'll find out a little bit. The big scandal is shocking. And there's huge rainstorms coming in. And the dam is almost at the top. This morning it's 889 and change. So it's getting up there, 889 and change. I mean, the big question is what's going to happen, right? Well, they're going to have to do something. And everybody's been complaining and concerned. Said, you know what? The dam is going to overtop. And that's true. With strong probability, it's going to overtop because right now they can't manage it because they've got a broken spillway. And they know it's broke. Broke badly. They don't want to admit it. But, you know, it's still early in the game, right? 12 inches of rain coming our way or something like that. Within 3 or 4 days? That's outrageous. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.